So we have all these people to tell us a story. And I have listened to this Jane Patrick tells us about the inland life, inland and up the river bush life, and where she grew. And she told us all those, also the, all kinds of Wendigo stories, and also those five legends that sometimes she pick up a part of it, one series of it, and then to teach us something, or to have, to entertain us. And Xavier Patrick, her husband, Xavier Patrick, I went to stay up the river with them in 1952, I think. I'm not so sure if it's, yeah, 52. 51. Yeah, 50, 51. We left the village of Winnis, I mean the mouth of the Winnis River. We left there in the month of September. Yeah, I think it was September. And it took us about 10 days to reach to his destination, where he usually spend the winter. That is when he called it hunting ground. The hunting ground that he stays was, it's exactly where they pick the Indian reserve for the Winnisk area band. In 1951, they were still practicing of spending the whole family in the winter, up to 1953, and that was the end of it, because of the construction camp. Anyway, to get back to this Xavier Patrick, he is the one that teach me how to trap beaver. Trapping beaver is a unique style. It's different than anything else. It's a different way to trap the animal, because the beaver live in the water. And the beaver have a house, and beaver have dens around the beaver house or around the area. And it's not easy to catch. And you have to be an expert how to read water, waterways under the ice, in order for you to find where to set your trap. There are tools, handmade tools that I use, and these are necessary. And to be a beaver trapper, to be an expert, you are an expert. You know exactly what to do. And not everybody has that expertise. It's a person that grew up in that area and hunt that type animal who will become an expert. There are hunters who generally know how, but they are not truly an expert. For example, my father was not, because he never actually hunted very much about the beaver. He preferred to hunt a smaller animal like otter and mink and those things, and also provide his food by hunting the large game animal like caribous, and thus more fish. So these people who hunted beavers, that's their food, that's their supply of food, and they know how to hunt, and nothing is wasted. When they kill a beaver, it's one of delicious meal they have. And the hide is the only one that brings the other items with trading. So they really value the beaver. So this man, Xavier Patrick, the first chief in Winnisk, he is the one who has taught me about how to trap beaver. And also he is the one who has told me many stories, life experience, that he did when he was a young man, that he traveled from Winnisk to Fort Severn, to York Factory, to go to work there in summer, and to come back late in the fall, before September, so that he can go on to his trap line again. And it was a fascinating story. He used to say he left about June, the end of June, and do not return until about at the end of August. And then by then, his wife was ready to leave, or other family group, to go up the river again, to go spend the winter out there for 9 months. This was the story that he used to tell us. Sometimes he told us a story in one of the trips that he made towards the York Factory, and where he met other people. People from all those, the headwaters of the rivers of the Hayes River, and also Nelson River.